This is the time in our service where we get the privilege and joy of partaking in the Lord's table. And as we do that this morning, I'd like to draw our attention to the Gospel of John, chapter 1. If you have your Bible available, please go ahead and turn to John, chapter 1. In taking the Lord's table, what we really desire to do, what we really must do, is remember Christ. We must remember the one that has brought us peace with God. We must remember the one who gave his life so that we might be free from our slavery to sin and reconciled to God. As we do that, I'd like to draw your attention to verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. And skip down to verse 14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is our Savior, Jesus, the Word, God, the one who from the beginning was with God, the one from whom all things came into being. This one who became flesh, this one who humbled himself, who was born in a manger, who lived a fully righteous life, who was punished and mocked and scorned and rejected. He was nailed to a wooden cross. He felt the full force of the wrath of God for all who believe in him. He died. He rose from the grave, and he offers forgiveness to all who will repent of their sins and believe in him. The only hope for man, the only hope for man was this one. It was Jesus. It is Jesus, the God-man. And yet, the world rejected him. The world did not receive him. Jesus, the light, came into the world, and the world rejected him because the world hates light. The world loves darkness. God himself came to earth. He came to that which he created and was rejected. And this is not a testament to how bad man had become. From the fall, the only hope mankind had, the only hope mankind has had is God himself taking flesh. And he did. He did. Jesus has come, but the world rejected him. And I must ask you, have you rejected him? Have you rejected the light? Have you rejected the Word? Have you rejected the Son of God? The answer to this question for all of us is actually yes. We all have rejected God. We all have rejected Jesus. And the question is not, have we rejected him, but do you reject him still? Do you reject him still? God himself came to earth. Jesus came and lived perfectly, full of righteousness in a way that not one of us, not one, all creation could do. And he gave his life so that we might be reconciled to God. This is the gospel. See, the gospel is not necessarily primarily found in a plan. The gospel is not found in a theology. The gospel is found in the person of Jesus, the God-man who came to earth and gave his life for all who believe in him. This is what we get to rejoice in. This is what we get to proclaim. And this is what we get to remember as we take the bread and the cup. We remember the God-man who came to earth and gave his body. His body was broken. His blood was spilled so that we might go free and might go unpunished from the wrath of God that each one of us deserves. And this is what we get to remember. It's a joyful time, yet it's a sobering time. It's very sobering. And so as we prepare to take the bread and the cup, we remember that the bread and the cup, they don't have any special meaning in and of themselves. Rather, they represent Christ so that we can remember what he has done. And if you have sin in your life, believer, there is a way where you can take the bread and the cup and you do it inappropriately. And God has called us to repent. And so, believer, if you know of sin in your life and you have not repented of that sin, I urge you now, repent and take the bread and the cup and remember what Christ has done. If you reject Christ still, then I would plead with you to repent. Repent and believe in Christ. Repent and believe in the one that created all things. Believe in the one who gave his life. Believe in the one who descended from heaven and came to earth. Believe in the one who died on the cross. Repent from your sins and believe in Jesus. I plead with you. And take the bread and the cup. But if you refuse to do so, if you will not repent of your sins, if you hate the light that is Jesus, if you love darkness, you want to stay in darkness, then I would ask that you just let the bread and the cup pass by. There's no significance. There's nothing to remember. Christ has not saved you from your sins. But I would plead with you to consider Christ and to repent and to follow him. The men are going to come, and as they do and they pass out the elements, the bread and the cup, please take them on your own as your heart is prepared.